With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Maryland General Assembly held a hearing last week on an important bill for the Chesapeake Bay.
All right, the bill of the hour, Senate Bill 497, Senator Mattolino, and it's a Poultry Litter Management Act.
Here's the background. The 300 million chickens grown every year on the eastern shore produce about a billion pounds of manure, which pollutes the bay. Governor Hogan's administration in June imposed regulations that are meant to stop the chronic overapplication of manure fertilizer to farm fields. The new rules mean that about a third to a half of the manure cannot be spread on a local farmer's fields anymore because they are already saturated with phosphorus. So that means all the excess manure will have to be trucked to farm fields elsewhere. But who should pay for all this waste management? Maryland taxpayers already subsidize the poultry industry by paying about $500,000 a year to truck manure produced by the company's chickens to other farms. And that price tag for taxpayers could triple because of the new regulations. Legislation sponsored by 44 state delegates and 14 senators would, for the first time, make poultry companies, not taxpayers or contract farmers, legally responsible for dealing with and paying for the trucking and disposal of the waste produced by their own chickens. Senator Richard Mattolino, a Democrat from Montgomery County, is a lead sponsor of the proposed Poultry Litter Management Act.
This is not an anti-farmer bill. This is an effort to address one of our central issues of the state, and that's how to keep our environment and the Chesapeake Bay sustainable.
The farm lobby and Governor Hogan's administration oppose the bill. Lynn Hoot is executive director of the Maryland Grain Producers Association.
I must say, as I read this legislation, I find it to be a very anti-agriculture bill. It shows total distrust right across the board.
A core issue is that farmers are used to saving money by using poultry manure as fertilizer instead of buying chemical nitrogen fertilizer, although poultry manure is actually worse for the bay. Farmers worry that they will not be able to sell or use poultry manure as easily if the legislation means the poultry companies own the manure. Bill Sylvester is a farmer in Queen Anne's County.
If I completely remove manure from the equation, I think it's going to cost me about $50 an acre more. Over 1,000 acres, there's $50,000 to my operation.
On the other hand, a coalition of environmentalists and health advocates argue there are bigger costs to consider to the bay, the environment, and public health. They support the bill as a logical way to deal with the downstream impacts of a growing poultry industry. Claire Fitch is a program coordinator at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Phosphorus runoff has been implicated in the growth of harmful algal blooms, which may pose a health risk to people who swim, fish, or eat contaminated seafood, because algal toxins have been linked to neurological impairments, liver damage, stomach illness, skin lesions, and other adverse health effects. The ingestion of higher levels of nitrates has been associated with an increased risk for thyroid conditions, diabetes, various cancers, blue baby syndrome, birth defects, and other reproductive health disorders.
The poultry industry is already imposing costs on Maryland residents and the Chesapeake Bay. Advocates argue the Poultry Litter Management Act would be a way to make the industry finally start paying bills that for years it has pawned off on others. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project. This program is independently owned and distributed by Environment in Focus Radio. The views expressed are solely my own.